A Warning from Wendolyn. Let me start by saying I'm sorry. I know you were expecting Sammy. I know you were looking forward to her telling you all about some madcap escapade that had her braving shortcuts, or snooping through basements, or ditching bad guys, or cops. I know you're here to laugh and race along with her as she gets into scrapes and trouble and finally finds her way back home. She would be here if she could, but she can't. And since everyone else is either too busy trying to help or having too much trouble dealing to let you know what's going on, you're stuck with me. I'm having a lot of trouble too, believe me. But I thought you should know. As hard as it is to hear, as much as it hurts to tell, you deserve to know what's happened to Sammy Keyes. 1. Wednesday night. Holly is the one who found her. There was a lot of screaming and crying. And as we all know, Holly is not a screamer or a crier. But afterward, people said that her wails surely woke the dead. Unfortunately, they did not wake Sammy Keyes. Holly saw the whole thing, or at least parts of the whole thing. And when Sergeant Borsch found that out, he became relentless. Or, as Sammy would have said, like a dog with a bone.
"From the beginning,"
he commanded Holly as he pulled her into a chair in the emergency room.
"Every detail."
Despite his tough cop exterior, Sergeant Gilbert Borsch was, at the moment, a gun-slinging puddle of misery, his face etched deep with a single burning question. Who did this? Well, there were other questions forming lines among those already present from years on the force. Questions like why, and when, and where, and how. But the deepest, most painful crease was caused by the fiery rage of who. Holly wasn't focused on Sergeant Borsch or his topographic face. She stared instead at the door through which Sammy's stretcher had been wheeled and whimpered,
"Is she going to be all right?"